AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hillary Clinton says she's touched and gratified by comments President Obama has made on her candidacy. During a CNN town hall in Des Moines Monday night, Clinton reacted to his assessment of the race in an interview with Politico. Obama called Clinton wicked smart and said her strengths can be her weaknesses. Also at the CNN event, Clinton emphasized her involvement in the fight against income inequality back when her husband was in the White House.
More people were lifted out of poverty. Incomes rose in the middle and working people. And today in Knoxville, in my town hall, I called on a man and he said, "We never had it so good, except when your husband was president."
Rival Bernie Sanders talked about how his message has energized voters.
Why is it that our campaign has created the kind of momentum that it has? I think we are touching a nerve with the American people who understand that establishment politics is just not good enough. We need bold changes. We need a political revolution.
Federal offices in the Washington, D.C. area will stay closed another day as the Capitol recovers from a storm that dumped about 2 feet of snow on the city. Paul Wiedefeld, the general manager of the area's metro system, says 86 of the 91 rail stations will open for riders on Tuesday.
On rail tomorrow, the system will open at 5 a.m. With service on all lines. All the lines will be served tomorrow except the Silver Line. As you all know, that was the hardest hit area of the region.
Students in Washington, Philadelphia, and Boston will get a second consecutive snow day Tuesday. Flyers are continuing to face delays and cancellations in the aftermath of the massive weekend blizzard. More than 2,500 flights were delayed or canceled Monday. Michigan's attorney general has named a former prosecutor to spearhead an investigation into the process that left Flint's drinking water tainted with lead. This is AP Radio News. Three California inmates who escaped from a Santa Ana jail using a rope made from bed linens early Friday are still at large. One is charged with murder. There's a reason a bomb left behind by the shooters in last month's San Bernardino attack did not detonate.
Two law enforcement officials tell the AP the homemade bomb was poorly built with Christmas tree lights and was attached to a remote-controlled toy car switched to on. The officials say the husband and wife shooters left the bomb at a social services center. They say the bomb's failure to go off compelled the couple to drive around San Bernardino, apparently trying to set off the remote-controlled bomb while staying close to the original attack site. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A religious group building a massive Noah's Ark tourist attraction in Kentucky won a legal battle over the state's withdrawal of a potential tax incentive worth millions. Serena Williams beat Maria Sharapova in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.